Phelan's big. He's not back yet. But, yeah, we are pretty close. And I can hit the, I mean, if I flip the radio off of the node and put it on 8 watts, this is an 8-watt HT, I can hit the FBI warn repeater quite well. I can also hit Detroit, which is 12.8 miles away on it. And I can hit Mount Clemens with a little bit of roughage because it's on the opposite side of the building. I'm on the south side of this campus, and I face, like I said, the hospital, and I'm about 600 feet north of the hospital, about 2 football fields. And nothing between us is just, it's just a mess of trees. I can't, like I said, in the wintertime you can see the entire hospital. I can see the entire Detroit skyline. You know, in the wintertime it's beautiful, it's wide open, but now with these trees coming up and all the rain we've had, my goodness. I took pictures 12 years ago when I moved here in 2013. November 2013, so yeah, it'll be 13 years this coming November that I've been here. You take a picture of the summertime in 2013, and you take a picture this year, 10 years later, it's night and day, the amount of foliage that this thing has filled in. It is just unbelievable. And even if I was 10 feet higher on the ninth floor, I still don't think I would, you know, clear the trees. The trees are well over 100 feet in height, some of them, especially the ones that block my view of the hospital, which is nice because at night I don't see the parking lot lights or anything like that. The hospital lights are nothing. It's the parking lot lights and the helicopter helipad landing lights. Those are on all night long. They don't just turn them on or turn them off when helicopters come in.